From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome to our Gospel program. We're delighted you were able to join with us. I trust you enjoy the broadcast tonight. We're going to feature a new free offer on our program tonight and throughout the incoming month and also the month of August. It is that of a book I wrote entitled The Shadow of the Antichrist. It's an exposition of the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, and ought to be of interest to every Christian. I will be reading extracts from the book, and I will give away a free copy to any listener who asks for one. Now, I have to say I have only a limited number of copies left, but I would like to give to our listeners one of those copies. So if you apply, you will get a copy as long as my stock lasts. Of course, we are also continuing our study of the seven sayings of Christ on the cross, and tonight we will look at the Saviour's second saying, taking up again where we left off last week. Those, of course, are the words spoken by the Saviour to the repentant thief on the cross beside him. I would like also to offer a copy of a sermon preached by the Reverend Paul Fitton in Dungannon Free Presbyterian Church on the latest craze for children, pocket monsters. Parents would do well to get this sermon, and of course, the tape is free. Now let's read from Luke chapter 23, the verses 39 to 43. And after that, we will have the first extract from The Shadow of the Antichrist. Luke chapter 23 and the verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Now that first extract from The Shadow of the Antichrist. Chapter 1, The Preface of the Book. Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The full title of the last book of the Bible is given in its first verse, The Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Being the last book of the canon of Holy Scripture, it is of special significance. It is the closing word of Christ to his church. It stands in contrast, in many ways, to the first book of the Bible. In the book of Genesis, you have the creation of the first earth, the entrance of sin, and man lost. In the book of the Revelation, you have the creation of the new earth, the final overthrow of sin, and the elect saved. The first three verses form a fitting and an instructive introduction to the book. Number 1. The focal point of the book. This book has been given us by Christ. It is primarily the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is His revelation to His people. But it is also a revelation about Christ. Peter said, "To him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." Acts 10:43. Though speaking retrospectively of the prophets who had gone before, Peter's words apply just as surely to John's prophecies in this book. The book of the Revelation speaks much of Christ. Many view this book as a book about future events and personalities. It is true that it reveals things that must shortly come to pass, but those future things are revealed in relation to Christ. Thus, in chapter 1, verse 7, we have the first of a number of references in which Christ is the center of the world's attention as he comes again in glory. In chapter 1, verse 13, it is Christ in the midst of the candlesticks. Again in chapter 4, verse 2, and chapter 5, verse 6, it is Christ in the midst of heaven's throne. In chapter 19, he is seen at the head of the armies of heaven as he comes to destroy Antichrist. In chapter 21, verse 23, he is seen in the light of the holy Jerusalem. I repeat, this book centers upon Christ. That was the first reading of an extract from the book that we're offering free during the month of July and August, entitled The Shadow of the Antichrist. Do send for it. Now we're turning to that portion that we read a few minutes ago, the conversion of the dying thief. How wonderful was the illumination of heart and mind that the dying thief experienced. Suddenly the eyes of his understanding were opened, and he saw Jesus Christ for who he was. Now the evidence of this inward work was soon demonstrated. It was demonstrated in his holy aspirations. He first of all disassociated himself from the mockery of Christ. He could no longer stand the idea of anybody thinking he shared his companion's view of Christ. Once he had, but no longer. And so he cried out, as it were, against the blasphemy of his companion. "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" He rejected his own past life as being exceedingly sinful and worthy of condemnation. "We indeed justly suffer," he says. "We receive the due reward of our deeds." He acknowledges the perfect guiltlessness of the Lord Jesus Christ. "This man hath done nothing amiss." He desires fellowship and communion with the Savior, and hence his request, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And the Savior wonderfully replies, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The Savior addresses the repentant sinner personally. "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Oh, how general are the statements pronounced by churches and denominations. But I tell you, this true religion is a very personal communion with Christ. And the sinner that comes to the Savior will have communicated to him a personal word from the Saviour. You will notice that the Saviour's response to the thief's prayer was more than the thief had expected. He says, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Just think of me." But instead of merely thinking about him, the Saviour says, "Today shalt thou be with me." Not just one of the multitude, but personally, you and I shall have fellowship together. I tell you this, the Lord Jesus Christ answers prayer far above men's expectation. That was set forth in the story of the prodigal son. He went home to his father and he said, "Father, make me a slave. Make me the very lowest in your household, and I will be content." But we read that the father put the ring on his finger, new garments upon him, new shoes on his feet, killed the fatted calf, and gathered together his friends to rejoice, and gave a great feast in honor of his son's return, far, far, far above what the son had expected. So is God's mercy and grace. You will see also that salvation consists of being with Christ. The sinner comes to Christ for salvation. I'll read quickly some verses to you. John chapter 6, the verse 37. "Him that cometh to me, I will nowise cast out." And the one who has come to Christ and who has been saved, we read in Hebrews chapter 13, and look at the verse 5 of that chapter. It says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Death for the believer, what is it? Philippians 1 and 23, it is to depart to be with Christ. And heaven itself, what is it? Well, it's described for us in Revelation, the chapter 14 and the verse 4. "These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth." Salvation is to be with Christ. Oh, that you would come to him. Even as you're listening to these words, you will be welcomed. And you'll receive more than you could ever have expected, just as it was with the thief. Tune in again next week as we continue our study, moving on to the third saying of Christ on the cross. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.